Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Morning Pleasure. You owe me, sir, and I am your plaything. Use me to serve you and to pleasure you in any form that you desire. Isn't that what we did with sexing, sir? Oh, I did everything you asked me to do, and I loved it. I loved you being Dom and me being your sub. I loved our sexing secret, and each time you text me asking if I was horny. Fuck. Yes, I was, and you knew it. Do you remember back in the day, sir, when you yelled at me for walking off the field? Your exact words, and I never forgot. You did not ask me for permission. I never had been so turned on in my life. And that orgasm through the hug, do you remember that, baby? It happened in Nashville, Tennessee, in the hotel lobby. You said, don't move, as we hugged. Oh, your voice, your command gave me an orgasm. Why do you turn me on so fucking much? Oh, I know. It is because you are the Dom and I am the sub. Sir, I wish I could repeat the good fun. Don't you miss it? Fuck. I am horny thinking about you, sir. Time to grab the vibrator and moan your name with it just like you asked me from our text. Oh, I wonder, sir, do you still have that video? You know, the one where I stuck a dildo up my pussy and moaned your name several times? I love when you command me to do that, as I would do anything for you. Now, sir, I will always be your virtual plaything. And that's why I write these stories for you, sir. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Do you want to have a morning fuck? I know you do, baby. Let's begin. I reach over and turn the blaring alarm clock off. I see your morning hard on and decide to give you a nice tease by crawling under the sheets and taking you into my mouth. Oh yes, baby, your favorite way to be awakened. I start by licking you around the base of your shaft while holding your hard cock in both hands. Then up, sliding my teeth gently up to your head, circling the rim, then plunging you deep into my mouth. Yes, baby, I love your cock. It's so beautiful. Oh, yes. Your hand reaches down for me. Your fingers begin to twist into my hair as you take control of the rhythm of my bobbing head. I move my legs over you, never losing suction on your gorgeous, swollen cock. I straddle one of your thighs, moving my hips up and down, feeling your leg muscle taut against my aching clit. Yes, baby, leaving my wetness on you, although I know you will only wash it away soon anyway. You stop my mouth from making you come by pulling me up by my hair. Yes, baby, you slide yourself around and take me from behind, entering me hard and, yes, fast. Yes, baby, fuck me. Yes, this is something you wouldn't normally do, but knowing that my pussy is still open and full of your cum from hours before, oh, you know that I should be able to take you all at once. And of course I can, sir. You begin to thrust hard and deep, hitting bottom, the tip of your cock slamming into the soft tissue of my cervix. I begin to moan from the pleasure and pain of your harsh treatment, baby. You grab my hips and pull me back onto you as you thrust harder. Then holding me there, you take the middle finger and slide it into my asshole just as you start to come. Yes, I love your cum, baby. Forcing me to tighten all of my muscles as you begin to throb your release into Yes. Oh, me. And I start to come too. Yes, baby. I'm coming. The sensation of being completely filled by you, overwhelming me and forcing me into an orgasm. Yes. Oh, yes. I can feel your hot calm filling me. The warmth lighting a fire on my pulsing G-spot. Yes. You pull out and pull me up against your chest. Your finger plays with my nipple. Then you turn me to face you. You then take my nipple into your mouth and teasing. Oh, yes. It feels good. And sucking until I'm beginning to moan again. Don't stop. Feels good, baby. My fingers wrapped in your hair this time. Are you ready to join me in the shower? Your breath hot against my stiff nipple. Yes. Are you ready for me again, baby? Oh, I don't think that will be a problem, you say, pulling my hand down to grasp the beginnings of another raving hard on. You take my hand and lead me into the bathroom, turning on the shower and putting two towels on the warmer as I start to brush my teeth. Did I tell you that I love waking up with you? Yes. So fucking hot. And I love a good morning fuck. And an afternoon fuck. And yes, baby, an evening snack. Full of spanking and flogging. You name it. Ooh, and a blindfold. Yes, baby, my mind is always in the gutter because of you. Yes. Oh, I really want you to spank me because I am always naughty and I will do anything, and I mean anything, just to get a spank from you. Are you my dom or shall I be the dom? Shall we change roles? No, sir. I love it when you are in control, and I really love being your sub. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay salty, Pixin. Goodbye.